أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the tutorial. Today, inshallah, we will be doing as is the norm now in the tutorial, the Quran study. And the idea of the Quran study is that we will be looking at the examples that we the concepts we studied in the class in the week, as they occur in the Quran. Okay, so without further ado, let us begin, inshallah. There's two main concepts that we learned this week. The first one was the maf'ul, and particularly the maf'ul as it is a pronoun, but a detached pronoun. Okay, iyaya, iyaka. We learned that. We also learned the idea of the masdar. That's the second thing that we learned. Before that, we also looked at tawkid, right? Badal, as I mentioned to you in the Quran, most of it occurs as we had looked at with hadha, or a pointing ism. There isn't much new there. But the maf'ul and the masdar, there is some new stuff here. Let us look at the examples for the masdar first. And then, inshallah, we will look at an example of the maf'ul. We have three examples for the masdar here. And then we will look at an example of the maf'ul. You also have other... topics here. خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ, for example. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ, right? This is a good example as well of that. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. So we'll look at some of these examples based on Allah Ta'ala. Let us begin with the example of the masdar. Now, to recap, the masdar was the word itself. The masdar itself is the ism that communicates the idea of the fi'l. Okay, that's the masdar, and it comes right. Like if you were to open up our notes for the class, right? Like we would find that the masdar is to provide emphasis to the meaning of the fi'l. Masdar as a mansub ism is to provide emphasis to the meaning of the fi'l. Okay? All right. That said, let us get started. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Okay, let us look at this word, رَتِّلِ. Okay, رَتِّلِ. So let's look at this word. What are the root letters of this word, رَتِّلِ?
رَا, تَا, أَنْ, لَا.
رَا, تَا, أَنْ, لَا. Very good. All right. Oh, where are we? Quran corpus. Where is Quran corpus? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Any background noise that's disturbing?
No.
Okay, very nice. Lab. it comes in the twice as form two, family two verb, rattala. Okay, rattala means to recite. To recite. Specifically, it is to recite the Quran. And its recitation is to really add. Its recitation done in a manner that is, giving due to giving due to the word. Okay, so we look at new vocabulary. We have the word. Which is to recite. Okay, now can we do the family of this, please? Rattala is the past tense. This is family two. From the root letters of Ra. From the root Ra, Ta, and Lam, family two. Rattala. All right, Rattala is past tense. All right, now present tense. You ratilu. Very good. Command tense. Chop, chop. Chop this and chop that. You get rat. Still, very nice. The master. Very nice. Ahsant. At-tartil. How about I write the master without the al and make it mansub if you can? That would be. Oops. Dar Tartilan. The one who is doing the Tartil al Murattil. And then al murattal. Okay, very good. Which is to recite, right? Okay. Now this rattili. This is the which of the family members? This is actor would have a meme, right? Passive has to have a dhamma in the beginning.
Actor.
This is going to be.
Command.
Command. Ahsant. Why is there a kasra?
The next letter is a sukun.
Ah, very good. If you have one letter or one word ending with a sukun, and the next one beginning with a sukun, you can't have that, right? You can't have a word end with a sukoon and the next one end begin with the sukoon. Then the one that ends with a sukoon has to take a tashkil that is a haraka. Fatha dhamma kasra. This is why this happens. Is that clear? So rattili now is command tense. Now translate rattil. No, I won't call it rattili anymore. I'm just going to call it rattil. How do you translate this? And
you recite.
And you recite. Very good. القرآن.
القرآن.
القرآن. Very good. ترتيلا. ترتيلا.
As it should be recited or reciting.
Very good. A reciting, right? A proper recitation, a true recital, right? Let's put recitation. How's that?
Yes.
All right. Translate the whole thing and recite the Quran. You know what? I'm going to put a apostrophe for Quran. A recitation, emphasizing to the meaning of the fi'l. Okay? Now, here it emphasizes the meaning. Emphasis isn't just only like truly, right? It could be emphasizing that do it properly. Correct? You see, like, emphasis doesn't always have to mean saying, and surely recite the Quran, right? It could be recite the Quran in a proper way, a befitting way. And that aspect, this comes from the masdar, proper recitation. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we can do the i'rab of this. The i'rab, this is a jumla ismiya or fa'liya?
Fa'liya.
This is jumla fa'liya. So where's the fa'l?
Rattil.
Fa'l is rattil. Very good. Now think about the fa'il before you tell me the fa'il. Hint, look at the translation. They didn't pronoun you. Very good. MashaAllah. Maf'ul. Maf'ul is Al-Quran. Very good. Right? And now the master is...
Tartilan.
Very nice. Okay, so this is exactly that. Walhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. All right. Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzila. All right, let's do another family here, shall we? From the root noon za. Oops. That. Family two. Okay. Past tense is nazzala. Very good. Present tense.
Nazzilu.
You nazzilu. Command tense. Nazzil.
Nazzil.
Chop chop, right? Okay, very good. Mustar.
Nazzilan.
She's at Tanzil, very good. But if you make it mansub and without the al, Tanzilan. Very nice. Al, the one who sends down. Al Munazzil. The thing sent down. Al Munazzil. Ah, very good. To send to send revelation. All right, that is the meaning. Okay, let's look at the translation. Inna. Ahsant. Inna is indeed we. Nahnu.
We. Okay. Us.
We again. Very good. Ahsant. Indeed we. And then we again. This two we's. Why is there two V's? For emphasis. Nazzalna.
We sent down.
We sent revelation. How about we sent revelation? Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Sent down revelation. Same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
Yes.
How many V's?
Three.
Three. Inna, one. Nahnu, two. Nazzalna, three. Okay, very good. Alayka. 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 So, of course, on you. Ahsant. On you. Al-Qur'an, the Qur'an, Tanzila, let's put this as sending revelation, right? Sending revelation. Right, or a revelation is also good. Now, what is the ayah translate as? Indeed, we, for sure, we sent revelation. Sent revelation.
The Quran as a revelation.
Yes, absolutely. You said the Quran. Thank you very much. The Quran as revelation to you, right?
Yeah.
But now, Tanzila is emphasizing the fi'l. The fi'l is sending revelation, right? So now you would add in the translation something that's emphasizing that particular part. Firstly, there's the three we's that are there, right? In nahnu, nazzalna, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really highlighting the fact that it is Him who has sent the revelation, correct?
Yeah, yes.
But also, the Quran is sent, as you know, Tanzil, perhaps referring here to it coming down in stages. That's a possibility. Another possibility is it's a divinity. It's a divine book, right? Because Tanzil, revealed from Allah, sent down by Allah as revelation, adds or carries the meaning of having a divine nature, the ultimate revelation. So you would have to say it's emphasizing the fact that it is a revelation. I like Brother Mushrik's translation of say as an ultimate revelation to you, right? And this little bit that we just included here, right, is one of the aspects that's being highlighted by the Masdar, Tanzila. You see that? Just like here, proper, what was being highlighted by the Masdar Tartila. Here, Tanzila is highlighting that part. Okay, let's look at the I'rab of this, shall we? All right, I'rab of this, inna. What type of sentence is inna? Jumla ismiya, very good. So inna, I would say, is harf nasb, correct? What is the harf nasb? Inna or inna? What's the harf nasb? Inna or inna? Inna is the harf nasb. Excellent. Ism inna is na. Very nice. Remember, ism inna, when it's na, could be innana or inna. Both of those are found and are used equally. Okay, inna. Now, tricky part. You have nahnu, right? Nahnu. What's the status of nahnu?
Marfu'.
It's marfu'. Khabar inna is usually?
Sub.
Khabar inna is usually?
Mansub.
Marfu'. Ism inna is mansub. Khabar inna is marfu'. If you were to say khabar inna nahnu, then that gives me, then you run into a problem. The problem is that what about nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tartila, the whole, or tanzila, excuse me, the whole sentence after that. We run into that problem. Okay. If you say, as Sister Michelle is saying, nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzila is your khabar, then what do you do with nahnu? Now, there is like a couple of like options. Very nice. A couple of options that we have. The one that we have covered, we'll focus on that option. The one that we haven't covered, I don't want to go down that route because that, I think, will cause more confusion. But I think someone, I don't know who Love Arabic is, mashallah, but yes, I'm very happy you love Arabic. you would say, Nahnu is Mubtada. Excellent. Oh, Sister Shamim. All right, beautiful. Alhamdulillah. Nahnu is mubtada for a sentence. That is the khabar. Huh? How about we say khabar? Huh? Is what?
Nazalna alayka.
Nahnu nazalna alayka al-Qur'an tanzila. Oh, right. How about that? All right. Now this sentence, we would say, is what type of sentence? نَحْنُ نَزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ التَّنْزِيلَ. جملة اسمية. Now it has a مُبْتَدَى. What is the مُبْتَدَى?
نَحْنُ.
نَحْنُ. Very cool. Alhamdulillah. And remember, usually our standalone pronouns. The standalone pronouns usually are used as mubtada, right? They are usually used as mubtada. Very nice. Okay, now the khabar. The khabar. The jumla fi'liya, nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzila. You're like, what? This is getting very interesting. And now we will indent it even further. This is the Russian doll situation, right? Nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzila. What type of sentence is this?
Fi'liya.
The fi'l is
nazzalna.
Nazzalna. We can put the whole thing as the fi'l. The fa'il.
Na.
The fa'il is na. Okay. المفعول القرآن. Very good. Do I have related?
Yes.
That is alayka. And that even that little part I missed in the translation. The fact that alayka is before the maf'ul is also highlighting that Allah sent it. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he is being highlighted as well. Sent you the Quran, right? Alayka. And then finally I have tanzeelan, which is what?
Master.
Masdar tanzeelan. Allahu Akbar. Now we have everything. Yes? And it fits in one line. That's pretty nice, huh? How you have a sentence, inside a sentence, inside a sentence. And you can see that in the number of we's, right? We had three sentences there. One, two, three. That corresponds to the three we's, right? And subhanAllah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way to show, he's really emphasizing this part that we have sent it down, number one. Number two, to you, O Prophet sallam. Number three, it is an ultimate revelation, right? It is the final revelation. It has, it's divine because it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's got many beautiful aspects, this ayah of linguistic elements. Okay, this one is another good one. I want to keep an eye out. Okay, I'm gonna come back to this one, inshallah. Let's do this one. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. Because I don't want to, I want to do at least two examples per master and our friend Iya, right? So if I can do two examples of that, that's solid, inshallah. And then we'll come back if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to have the time to finish this off. But you can see, يَا أُذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. أُذْكُرُوا ذِكْرًا. The master is right there. But this time the master ذِكْرًا has a man'oot and not situation with kathiran, right? But we will come back to it in more details in a bit. I'm going to skip this one and come back to it. This is the one I would like to do first.
وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ.
Okay. وَلَا. Wala, O people. And so not is good one. This one is actually don't. Yeah. And don't. Right, very good. Do not or don't. Okay.
Taqtulu.
You all kill. I.e. Wala taqtulu. And don't kill, right? Maybe if we say you all, don't kill, right?
Auladakum.
Your children.
Auladakum is what, sorry?
Your children.
Oh, children. Ahsant. Right? Your children. Okay. The reason why khashyata is mansub, you know this is mansub, right? This is something we will cover in the mansubat as well. If you, let me refresh your memory with the, I'll show you which one it is, and then inshallah, like when we come back to it, we'll explain in more detail. So this one. Maf'ul min ajlihi. Also known as maf'ul lahu. Okay? Why something is done? Answering the question, why? That type of maf'ul is this guy right here. Khashyata. Don't kill your children.
Why?
Why? Or what are you fearing? What is your motivation? Khashyata. Khashya is fearing. Imlaqin. Fearing imlaqin. What is imlaq? Imlaq, you might be able to spot, is the masdar of family 4. Amlaqa yumliqu, which is basically poverty. We can add this to our list of words. Imlaq is poverty. It's jar, correct. Why do you think it's jar? Let's add this guy here. There's it. All right, there. Look at it. Can someone tell me the reason why it's majrur? Mullah mudaf ilayhi. Very nice. Ahsantum. Okay. So, fearing of poverty, i.e. fearing poverty, right? You see how that could work? Or out of the fear of poverty. All right. Then, nahnu.
We.
Narzuquhum. Narzuquhum. We. Narzuqu. A very good. Feed. Provide is actually a better transition. Provide. Them. I.e. provide for them, right? I.e. provide for them. Wa iyyakum.
And for you all.
And for you all. Excellent. This is very nice. Wa iyyakum. I can say that right now. As jazakum Allah khairan wa iyyakum, right? As a response. But also wa iyyakum, as you can see here, is used in this context. We provide for them and for you all. Okay. Now, let's look at the running translation of this. And don't kill your children. The question is why? But what are you fearing?
From fear of poverty.
From fear of poverty, right? Let's put it as fear out of or due to fear of poverty. We or for fear, excellent. We nahnu narzuquhum. Provide for them and for you.
For you, yeah.
Right? For okay. Very nice. All right. Now we have two sentences here. Sentence number one is, what do you think? Not while. No. This while, it won't, it's not the case, unfortunately. Okay, two sentences here. What's the first one? Where does it end? What's the word where the first sentence ends? What do you think?
Imlaqin.
Imlaqin. Very good. That's where the first sentence ends. All right. So we can put this guy here. All right. And the second one is Nahnu narzuquhum wa iyyakum. All right. So, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقِ. What does it look like to you? Jumla?
Bismillah. تقتلوا. So it's فعلية.
فعلية. Okay. So what's the فعل?
تقتلوا.
So لا is the حرف of prohibiting, right? It is for saying don't. So we don't include that, but you know it's there. تقتلوا is your فعل. Right? And it's a present tense فعل, right?
Yes.
Or is it past tense? Or is it command?
Present tense.
Isn't it command? Don't kill.
Oh, yes.
Is it command? No, it's not command. It is? It's present, right? Because it's a ta. The command tense. Remember, chop chop.
Yeah, it will be chop chop.
Yes. But present tense, what status is this in present tense? Do you remember when you add the la? It becomes... So the marfu' will be taqtuluna.
Majzoom.
Majzoom. Very nice. Majzoom. All right. Fa'il. Think about that one. Hint the translation.
Dawaw.
Excellent. Jazakumullahu khairan. All right. Maf'ool.
Awlada.
Awlada, right? And then, of course, awlada is also mudaf, right? And then kum is mudaf. I'm gonna ignore that for now because it's I think obvious. Khashyata is this maf'ul min ajlihi. Okay, I'll write this and we'll explain that when we get to it, inshallah. Okay, because as you can see, it's explaining why you're doing something. Okay, so maf'ul min, actually, maybe I'll put this in the second line. Maf'ul min ajlihi. Ajlihi. That's a long terminology there. Okay. Perhaps we can do this. We can add. Why not? Miskeen awladakum. We shouldn't ignore it. Mudaf ilayhi. And what else? Khashyata is. Mudaf imlaqin no. Is.
Not manut. Manut not, I mean.
Khashyata imlaqin is. As we were discussing before, mudaf ilayhi as well, right? Fear of poverty. See that? All right. So that's good. This is not the point of the example, though. The point of the example is right here. وَإِيَّاكُمْ, which is the next sentence. Yes? نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. What type of sentence is this? A jumla?
It's being a
مُبْتَدَى is نَحْنُ. Yay. Okay, nahnu, and the khabar is what? The sentence, narzuquhum ba'iyakum, correct?
Yeah.
All right, very good. What type of a sentence is this? Jumla, fairly. I see, I'm glad now. Remember the first time we did this, everyone was like, what? Right? Now you're like, it's not strange. And this is inshallah how it'll be once you have tutored a group of people 1 year, that all the things you found strange, you will then, it will become very normal, inshallah. This is part of the language acquisition process. Okay, the fa'il. The fa'il is
narzuku.
Narzuku, my not very subtle plug of you know the tutor, the tutor idea. Narzuku. The fa'il in pronoun we. Very nice. Okay. You know, I really wished that when we did the conjugation, we had like that small group setting, the TA setting, where every day, you know, like the middle of the course, we had every, like, you know, we would start the class with conjugation. Remember that time?
Yeah.
Remember, like, I really wished at that time that we could have like a small group where you could conjugate with like a TA, right?
Yeah.
And then even as we moved on from fa'il conjugation to something else, the TA will still make you conjugate. And it's a bunch of fa'il, right? Like you're learning a meaning of a word and you're practicing your conjugation. That would make the understanding so much stronger, wouldn't it? Like the
yes.
grasp of it, right? Likewise, the families, we had to move on after studying it the first time, right? We couldn't go back and revise them. So that would be the purpose. And of course, as the one who's leading that, like, you will become like a conjugation boss. Once everything is said and done.
Can I ask you a question, Imam?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because you know, when we first did the families, we did family 2, family 4, family 1.
Mm.
And then you gave us all the tables for the rest of the families. Were we supposed to learn those on our own, or were you planning to come back to those other families at all?
I was planning on coming back to them, but we just ran it didn't work out schedule wise.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So there's a few things that were like left, unfortunately. That part is still, you know, like it's still an advanced level thing. When I put it in the book, I put it as a reference. But again, I wish we had the chance to do these like TA groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I could see if I could tell the TAs, this is family 8. Right, for example, right, and we just quickly look at it in the table, and you can apply the root letters to that. Then in the group, it becomes like an extension. You see?
Yeah, like but at the same time, you did give us the tools of recognizing and learning the families, so
yeah.
We could have really, you know, learned them on our own.
Exactly, and then perhaps the tutorial, the group would become that place where we could say, okay, you know what, in this one, try to see if you can incorporate this family as well, right? Based mm-hmm. on what you've learned beforehand. You see, like, kind of doing it that way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Maf'ul. Maf'ul is... Where? Home, right? This is our pronoun, isn't it? Zahirin wa mudmar. This is mudmar? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, this is the pronoun, mudmar. But wa huwa ala qismain. The mudmar is two types. Muttasil wa munfasil. Muttasil is attach. Mun, like from the word wasala. Munfasil. يوم الفصل
detached.
Detached. The detached attached pronoun. So this is the attached version of it, right? Muttasil. As you can see, it is attached to the fa'il. Yes or no? All right. Then I have harf atf wa iyakum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is harf atf, isn't it? I don't know why it's not indenting, like Allah Mustad. Hold on, Microsoft Word. Sorry. There, it wants me to press this button. MashaAllah. Okay. Harf Atf is wow. Yes or no, people?
Yes.
Because we provide for them and for you, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
So that is definitely harf atf. Ma'tuf.
Iyakum.
Iyakum. Very nice. Is iyakum mansub? Yes. Let's put ma'tuf to whom. Yeah. Ma'tuf to whom is iyakum. Do you agree, people, with this analysis? People, how about it?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. So this is how it looks. Okay. Where the iyakum, the detached version of the attached pronoun. See, you can't say nahnu narzuquhum wakum. You can't say that. That doesn't make that won't work in Arabic grammar. It's not sound Arabic. So what would you do if you wanted to say provide for them and for you? You would say nahnu narzuquhum wa iyyakum. You put it the second one, the ma'tuf. You add iya to it. Okay. This is something. To the Shams class. I had given you an example that wasn't very good. Let me revisit the example. Right. Remember we mentioned exclusivity. Right. Iyyaka na'budu. We mentioned emphasis. That was our ayah that we studied afterwards. All right. This one. Ma kuntum iyyana ta'budun. But then there is also the reason is sometimes is required for the by the fi'l or the sentence. Okay, so if I wanted to say I hit Zayd and Amr, Masakin, I would say Darabtu Zaydan wa Amran. When I do ma'tuf, right here as an ism, I can do clearly I can do ma'tuf. Yes or no? If I wanted to make Zayd instead of make the first maf'ul into a pronoun, I hit him and Zayd, I can do that easily as well. Darabtuhu wa Zaydan, right? You see, I can do that with the attached pronoun, correct? But if I wanted to do the following, I want my ma'tuf, the connected to be a pronoun. I hit Zayd and him. Then what would I do? How would I say that? Darabtuhu, I hit Zayd and him. How would I say that, people? Detached. Someone type the answer? So that would be? Iyahu. Very good. Darabtu Zaydan wa...
Yahoo,
right? So this is what's happening here as well. Narzuquhum wa
iyakum,
right? You can't just say darabtu zaydan wahu. Someone will be like wahu and who? Get it? Who as in WHO? So it can't have that. You have to have iya. Also, you can emphasize him. You can say iyahu darabtu wa zaydan if you wanted to. And one thing is that, this is something that a lot of you, mashallah, will say, right? You say iyakum, right? When someone says jazakallahu khayran, right? Jazakallahu khayran, actually, the fi'il is jaza. The fa'il is the word Allahu. And the maf'ul number one is ka. Maf'ul number two is khayran. May Allah reward you. Maf'ul number one. Khayran with good. Maf'ul number two. Correct? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say wa iyaka or wa iyakum or wa iyaki, if you're fancy, that would mean What? And may Allah reward you as well. Right? It's like saying Jazakallahu khayran wa iyyaka. You're making it ma'toof upon the kaf. Do you see? Same idea as here. Narzuquhum wa iyyakum. Jazakallahu wa iyyakum. Same idea. That's what wa iyyakum means when you say it. MashaAllah. It's a small example. Or a small statement, but it has like a solid grammar behind it. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so I wanted to do this example because I knew this has some good things here. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallahu khairan. Samia for picking this excellent example. Now, this is another good one. And this is a more advanced example. Are you ready for this one? This is a bit more advanced. This is a level above what is our course expectation. This is a advanced topic. Are you ready for the advanced topic? We arrived at it at 7:54. People, are you ready for it? Yes or no? Okay, inshallah. All right. Let's do a quick translation. I'll do it quickly because I want to spend time on the point. Okay. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ. What does قَالَ اللَّهُ mean?
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La here is for don't. La tattakhidhu. Tattakhidhu is family aid from akhadha, which is to take. La tattakhidhu, don't take. Here taking means as like a adopting as religion generally. Okay. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً. This fi'l generally in the Quran means to take something as a god. Right? Like we don't say that in English. I took Islam as my religion. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or he took Jesus as his god. We don't say that in English. But in Arabic, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it in the Quran a lot. To adopt something as your god. Because the implication is that the one who's adopting it, that's a deep implication, by the way. The one who's adopting a idol as their god still knows that that's not really the god that they should be worshipping. Like the main god that's behind this little idol or this little intercessor is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still. Right? It's a beautiful implication of the reality of shirk. Right? Very few mushrikeen, even like the ones who are mushrik today, will actually say this, you know, this idol or this this idol is the one that's controlling this part. You see, even like say like a Hindu mushrik would say, well, no, this is like a way to get to God. You see, so Allah calling it as such. Taking is implying the one knows it. They're adopting this idol while they still recognize that Allah is the one who's in charge. Okay? لا تتخذوا. Don't take, don't adopt. إلهين. How many?
Two.
Two what? إلهين. Two gods. Don't adopt two gods. Ithnaini. Ithnaini here is two again. Okay. This is actually a type of linguistic tawqid. Ilahaini, ithnaini. Ilahaini is two gods. Ithnaini means two. I.e., don't take, adopt two gods whatsoever. Adopt how many? One. Right? That's the idea. That's the implication. Do you get that, people? Innama. Innama. Only. Huwa. He. Ilahun. Ilahun, a god or deity. Wahidun.
One
or single, right? I.e., he, only he is
he is God.
He is one. He is only one God. Thank you, Sramadhi. I got stuck there. He is only one God.
He is
deity is better, right? Because I think deity translates a little bit better.
D-E-I.
Sorry. My spelling is quite risky. Alhamdulillah. all right. So he is only one deity. Ilahu wahid. And again, when you say a deity, right? It means one. Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Wahid here now is emphasizing that one. Innama huwa ilahu wahid. He is only one deity. The only one worthy of worship. There's no two. There's no two. Don't adopt a second deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And logically follows, don't adopt a third or a fourth or a fifth. Right? You see? That's what the ayah is telling you. Now, fa'iyaya. Inna here is actually for what's called hasr, to make it exclusive. It's another type of emphasis, but not indeed emphasis. It is only. This is the only thing. Huwa ilahu wahid. There's nothing more, right? Only, that's what innama means. Okay? Iyaya, me, right? So me, farhabu na or ni? Farhabuna or farhabuni?
Ni.
Habuni. Okay. All right. If I was to say, he hit me, I would say what? He hit me. That would be?
Darabani.
Darabani. Correct? Darabani. That's the silence had me really worried. But alhamdulillah. You see that? There's a ya there, right? Now, do you remember, sometimes for the sake of phonetics, the ya in darabani could be dropped. I say, do you remember? Because we did this in Surah Kafirun. Lakum dinukum waliya dini. Darabani. The ya can be dropped for phonetics. Still means the same thing. For phonetics. Phonetics is just how it sounds. Okay? You could say darabani. It's in the Quran quite a few times. Lakum dinukum waliya dini. Dini, and this is only for the ya that says me or I, right? Dini can become what?
Dini.
Dini, like that, you see? This is how it happens. This is not like strange in Arabic. It's normal, but only for the ya, okay? Now, iyaya farhabun. Irhab, right, from rahaba means to be fearful of. So, you all fear who?
Me.
Fear me. Okay, very good. This is actually irhabu. That's the command tense. Irhab, you fear. Irhaba, both of you fear. Irhabu, you all fear me. All right. Now, as you can see here, there's two me's. Yes or no? Me and me, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how do you explain this? فَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ. This is the slightly more advanced thing. I'll mention this, inshallah, for your benefit. Here's how we will actually analyze this. We will actually say the pronoun is before point to before. Okay, so here's what we'll say. Iyaya is not going to be maf'ul. Okay? Iyaya is not a maf'ul, as in maf'ul of this fi'l. The maf'ul of this fi'l is the ni. If you say the fi'l is irhabu, and the fa'il is
wow.
The maf'ool is a noon. Sorry, Ismail, what were you saying? Point to before? Is that what you're saying? Okay. The maf'ool is ni. Okay? That is the fa'il, fa'il, maf'ool. Now, iyaya is a here's what actually iyaya is. Okay, this is called فَرْهَبُوا إِيَّايَ. Sorry. I'm trying to get this there. إِرْهَبُوا إِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ. You're like, what? Here is this fi'il is implied. It's what? Implied. The fi'il, see, iyaya cannot be the maf'ul. Do you agree with that? Because there's already a maf'ul here, ni. So what is this iyaya? This is different than nahnu narzuquhum wa iyyakum, right? This is ma'atuf. Correct? Yes or no?
Yes.
This cannot be ma'atuf either, because fear me and me, that doesn't make sense. Do you see? It can't be ma'atuf. It can be maf'ul. The advanced point is as follows. This is, sorry for again going over time, is that there is an implied fear. There is a what? An implied fi'il that is implying irhabu iyaya, fear me, farhabun, fear me. Okay, this is a way of emphasis that is very unique, and this is something that occurs in the Quran actually a few times. For example, in Suratul Baqarah, it occurs in I'll show you this example and then we'll conclude with that. Again, sorry for taking a little bit longer here. When Allah speaks to Bani Israel, look at this. وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُوا. You see that? فَرْهَبُونِي. أَيِّ إِرْهَبُوا إِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونِي. Fear me, fear me. You see? Same thing here. وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونِي. See that? Fear me, fear me. It's as if it's being repeated. This is an implication that is made. This is the advanced topic where a fi'il is dropped entirely from the sentence, understood by implication. How? By the maf'ul that's left behind. Okay? The fi'il, the dropped fi'il is understood by implication through the maf'ul that's left behind. Okay, so this is like the more advanced topic. The fa still has the meaning of so then. Yes, so then fear me. Then fear me. It's actually twice. And this is the more advanced topic. But again, I don't want to, if you didn't get this, there's no problem. I just wanted to share this aspect of why detached pronouns, right? See, we learned this detached maf'ul, right? And we see like a good example of it. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. We saw ضَرَبْتُ زَيْدًا وَإِيَّاهُ. But now there's also a more advanced example of it, or a more advanced usage of it in the Quran. And I wanted to just highlight that for you, inshallah. Okay? I hope that this does not ruin your ending of the tutorial, but inshallah, it's something to consider that there is a lot of interesting things behind the tools that we're learning. There's more interesting advanced usages that are there for us, waiting for us to explore them. Okay, inshallah. With that, we will conclude. Thank you very much for giving me the extra few minutes. I apologize for going over time today, but I wanted to share that with you all today. Okay? جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.